Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm wondering if that would be a great way for me to do the show every day, where I would just sit back in a reclining position and like casually gesture with my hands to...
A la
like
a Roman emperor?
Yeah.
To, you need
to effect certain things.
Bring me a small lyre!
That would be fun. I could see myself doing that. That would be very, very cool.
We need you a better reclining chair if we're going to do that, though.
And a toga.
This is cool. I may have found, like right before the show, the position. Now, I'm going to say that, and then 10 minutes, I'll tell you.
No. Really don't commit to anything.
No, the thing is, slow but steady wins the race. It's, it's day three of back to work after being cut open like a mahi-mahi on a dock. And and I'm very, very happy to be back. And, it is what it is. And I think that I am allowing myself cautious optimism, making plans, getting ready to make the big trek north. And very, very excited about that as well. And, now, to be honest with you, as each day goes by, the walls become a little closer and I'm a little more
cabin
swirly.
Fever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, so, was the doctor surprised during the procedure? I know this is your second procedure, but this was the only one when he cut you open that the Kintner boy came spilling out all over the dock.
No, you got it wrong, Rob. It was a Louisiana license plate.
Oh, that's right. He came up through the Gulf Stream.
It's when I was swimming in the Gulf Stream. and that's what happened. The Kintner boy is still in my digestive system. As a matter of fact, the Kintner boy is long since gone, but he was not. He'd been in my system long enough where there wouldn't have been any recognition.
Poor little Kintner boy. And of course, the lovely Mrs. Kintner, who came in after your surgery and slapped your face.
Yeah, well, as a matter of fact, if you're keeping track, during the surgery, removed from the area was the Louisiana license plate.
Yes.
A can of tuna fish.
I remember.
A section of dock.
Yes.
A wooden dock from an unidentified part of Florida. I'm not sure where it is. And other than that, I'm fine. I'm ready to go, and life is good.
No wonder you've lost weight. That dock weighed at least 40 pounds.
Oh, it was so great to get rid of that. It was great.
Bet.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Hard to pass it.
Yeah, what you see is after my surgery was completed, you see them all scrubbing and getting all their scrubs off and everything. And then you see about 8 people come in removing about 10 trash bags of just miscellaneous stuff.
And the assistant to the surgeon said, "Don't look back, Harry! Don't look back!"
Yeah, wow, he was full up. Anyway. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It is a Thursday Mike O'Mara Show. That's why we're not taking calls, because that's wide open Wednesday.
Yes.
And, I just have to say, extraordinarily disappointing wide open Wednesday. We have to do better. I don't know what happened. I don't know if you can identify what happened or why that is the way it is, but I want to do better next week. And
I think it is just a small blip in the texture of the show. I think we'll be back.
You don't think it's your insincere solicitation on Facebook?
I think that's probably the best thing it had going for it.
I just didn't feel like your heart was in it.
It was.
I think there's got to be urgency. Yes.
More urgency? I can do urgent.
Did I hear a mic? I'm sorry.
I did hear a mic.
Someone calling for him?
Yeah. Someone said someone mic.
Did you hear that, Pony?
Yes. It was very bizarre. It was like someone said, "Mike."
I heard.
Are the Russians hacking onto our line?
That must be it. They're
no, the Chinese hackers can't get in once we lock in.
Speaking of Russian hacking, Megyn Kelly debuted on the Today Show this morning.
How was
as
it?
The new anchor? I'm not sure how many times they will have this interaction, but here's some fun viewing at home if you'd like to do it. I'm quite the scrutiny person when it comes to NBC News. Watch the level of discomfort with Savannah Guthrie every time they interact with Megyn Kelly.
It's like someone bringing in an assassin.
Yeah, it's very hard. You're just looking. You're looking at someone who fell to earth, camera ready.
Yes,
and someone who obviously goes to war every day to try to become camera.
Now, speaking of that, do you know who has got appearances in the first 2 episodes of House of Cards?
Who's that?
The lovely Ann Curry.
Oh, really?
And she looks like she has been hit with a frying pan multiple times.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
You would think for a motion picture styled television show, they could pretty her up, but no,
Pony,
man.
What was our exchange yesterday? I know you said that it's the debut season of House of Cards. I forgot why we were
season five,
exchange.
Yeah.
Oh, I was asking if you wanted to do an Underwood bit next week.
Oh, that's right. Francis
Don't
Underwood.
Don't pull
bit
the curtain
coming.
Back
next
like
week.
That. How about
no, no, I asked him.
Hey,
I asked him to
get,
say that's cool. You know, we got
juice it.
The phrasing is this, is we've booked President Francis Underwood for Monday's show.
Oh, that's good Monday show. That'll give say. Me time to binge a little bit on House of Cards. Season five?
Season five, and it comes out of the chute like a rocket ship.
The original cord cutting Netflix series.
Oh, the greatest.
Is House of Cards.
So Charlie Rose as himself this season as well.
Really? Mm-hmm. Charlie Rose, who I think slowly is going to sound more like he's from Texas as he gets older like that. I think like 10 years from now, if Charlie Rose, they're still wheeling him out there to do the CBS Morning News, I think he'll sound something like that. I could make your Gayle King, could I fix a cup of coffee for ye?
Could you envision a scene in the House of Cards where Charlie Rose offers the president's wife a pimento cheese sandwich?
Yeah, from the Masters.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
Well, let's start. Let's dive right in and get your mailbag stuff so I can do it, because God knows I'll feel as good in 10 minutes as I do right now. That's right. It's not really about us or surgery or license plates.
It's all about you. Kintner.
It's all about you.
Doc.
Kintner boy.
All the time, all these things that I do. It's all about you.
Why do you think, Rob Spiewak,
yes?
Why do you think we identify with the most obscure character actors in these major motion pictures? You know, you think Jaws, you think Robert Shaw, legendary performance.
One of the greatest in two of my favorite movies of all time.
Richard Dreyfuss, star-making vehicle.
Yes.
Roy Scheider, one of the greats of his day. Absolutely amazing. The story itself, the shark, the mechanical shark. No, Rob and I tend to focus on the mayor, who is this obscure
Murray Hamilton. Martin. Martin. My kids were on that beach, too.
Martin, my kids were on that beach, too.
I tell you what you're going to do. You're going to sign it. You're going to do what you do best. You're going to put your name on the piece of paper.
That is a great movie.
You know what? Welcome. Might be good viewing tonight with the summertime upon us.
I truly, truly love Jaws. Good morning, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and interns. I wanted to take a moment to say welcome to our world. To your newest listener, Calvin Giammaria.
Oh, good
boy. Wow, Giammaria, that's a big last name. He was born healthy and happy on May 13th and is already making his mother and me so proud. He's a good boy.
Nice.
I will give you three reasons why he is well on his way to achieving P1 status. Number one, Calvin loves the Happy Baby song, which was one of Rob's Pretty Little Sounds.
Thank you.
You know the happy, just playing a baby.
Yes,
right?
Happy Baby Sounds, yeah.
Number two, he somehow managed to already lose his name, but luckily has a special book that is designed specifically for him to help him find it. Oh, he's a sponsor, patronizing one of our fine sponsors.
Lost my dot name, yes.
He sounds eerily like Salad Fingers smacking his lips when he tries to breastfeed.
Oh,
is that
no. Well, yeah, I mean, no, I don't ever want this, Mike. I want to be very clear. I don't want it.
I just wanted
to prepare you. Yeah. Hey, look who's here.
Who could it be?
Mommy.
Hey, Sal.
Hold on, Rob. Let me do the bit. This is Salad Fingers breastfeeding. Can I perhaps have your nipple, please?
Stop it! How dare you?
Can we have your nipple, then? Can I touch your nipple, please?
No!
Just a little... just a little taste for baby.
Hey, Sal, there's bad news, though.
Yeah, no talking, please. Tastes a bit like mocha.
Oh!
Thank you.
Goodbye, then.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Oh, that was fun. I enjoyed that. I really enjoyed it.
Sorry about talking. It's my defense mechanism when my skin is literally crawling.
Yeah, you know, I just, you know, it was salad fingers, breastfeeding, and I didn't need anything more. Here's to a speedy recovery, Mike. Sincerely, proud new father and faithful listener, Madison Giamaria. And thank you, Madison. Appreciate it. Hi, guys. I would be very proud, a very proud mama, if you could wish happy wedding day to my son, James Mittman.
Mittman?
And his, Mittman, we need those files up here in 3 hours. I swear to God, Mittman, if you don't get those files up here, your ass is candy grass.
I'm sorry, Mittman is breastfeeding. No! You're an evil, bad man, Mike O'Mara.
The clock went off, Mom. That means it's time for my feed. Could we see your nipples?
No!
Thank you.
Boy, I hate that.
Sorry, I just got caught up in it a little bit. Yeah,
is that, of all the voices you do, and you do plenty, is that one that
you
is...
You do that a lot.
You do a lot of voices, Damone. Is Salad Fingers the one that plays best with opioids?
You know what? Salad Fingers is something I love because it's so easy to do. Because it's just all I have to do is really turn up the microphone and get close and kind of make clicking sounds with a British accent. And I don't know. And just when we first became aware of it, which was, 7 years after the world became aware
exactly,
of it.
Exactly. Your daughters brought it to you, right?
My daughters brought it to my attention. I became totally obsessed with it. So it was wonderful. Anyway, happy wedding day to James Mittman, his fiance, Sally Krakow. Yes, pronounced like the Polish city.
Doesn't sound like a Polish disc jockey.
Yeah. They are getting married this Saturday in Milwaukee, and I will be there a happy, blubbering mess. Oh, that's sweet.
That
I'm
is
so
sweet.
Excited for them. Thank you, Debbie Mittman from Beltsville, Maryland. Debbie, I hope the wedding day is fantastic. I saw the forecast for the D.C. area. It's going to be a spectacular, one of your rare, like, awesome, incredible weekends weather-wise in D.C.
This is the first nice day in 7 weeks. It really, really is.
I think you're going to have a spectacular weekend. That's the way I read it. Hi, Mike. I've been a listener for a long time, going back to the days of Strip Trivia and the Don and Mike Show game on CD-ROM. Oh, one of my many embarrassments. I think it's time for another one. That was fun. I just wanted to let you know that I'm a bonus show subscriber and a big-time supporter of the TMOS Amazon page. I've placed 96 orders in the past 6 months alone. In fact, I ran an Amazon report and found out that in the past 12 months, my total dollars spent equaled $10,560.52.
That's spectacular.
I use the TMOS Amazon link every time. Mike, I enjoy your stories about yourself. And by the way, I don't want to poo-poo that. Because,
no, that's
Tony,
amazing.
Tony, that is you have no idea how much that helps us. That is great. If people associated with businesses would do that, that kicks us into another level.
It
and
does.
We're very happy. Mike, I enjoy your stories about your son. He's a bit older than my little guy, Jace, who turns 3 on June 3rd. Thanks to your stories, we always have a window into the future and can prepare for new 3-year-old behavior traits that we know are coming soon. Let me give you the latest one. Apparently, 3-year-olds tend to regress with their sleep habits during the 3rd year.
Oh.
So we've had a couple of nights now. Anybody who guessed 5:15? Yay!
Oh.
5:15.
Do you think it has to do with the days being so much longer?
It has to do with too much water before bedtime, apparently. That's what happened. Count them, piddle, whittle, siddle, siddle. That's what we dealt
that
with.
That doesn't happen normally till you're 46.
And I get so much credit because I'm capable of only going, Carla.
Oh, again with the Roman Emperor wave.
Yes, please. Let's see. 2 days after my son's birthday, we celebrate my birthday on June 5th. And my awesome wife, Becky, has a birthday on June 7th. Wow, that's June birthdays all around.
Yeah.
In celebration of this big birthday week, I was hoping I could hear John Joseph Edward Jack Cassidy wish all of us a happy birthday. Keep up the good work. I hope your recovery goes well, and thank you for bringing the funny. Good day, sir. Tony DiMatteo would like to hear from Jack Cassidy. I'm afraid we have to get out the machine, though, to do that.
Have to spin for that? Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Let me drop a coin in for Jack.
Isn't it great when I come back into camera? Let's lean forward, shall we? Okay. Mustache.
Hey, it's a winner. Love that.
Hi there.
Hi, Jack.
Hi. Jack Cassidy. Rob?
Yes?
Robert, you do be a dear and do the mathematics for me, won't
of
you,
course.
Please? I'm not skilled in that department.
What you need?
Jack Cassidy, Jack. Because I'm an actor, you see. Could you subtract the 9 months from the month of June? All right, could you do that for
yeah,
me?
Yeah, everybody's boning in September.
September, oh my goodness gracious, September, fantastic. The De Matteo family boning like rabbits in the month of September. Do you remember the month of September yes. when the DeMeos were banging and making babies?
I think we know their kind of labor on Labor Day.
There you are. Thank you very much. Good shtick. That's wonderful. Jack Cassidy.
Jack Cassidy, thanks for
All
coming
right.
by.
Goodbye. Thank you. Thank you very much. It's a hard one to do. You're recovering.
Hey, guys. My father, Peter Throckmorton.
Throckmorton!
Hi, I'm Peter Throckmorton.
Hi, Peter.
This is the morning news for Wichita, Kansas, with your host, Peter Throckmorton. Anyway, he had a birthday last week.
K-L-E-O, Peter Throckmorton.
Peter Throckmorton. Or you could go the British route with that, too, you know?
Which would be?
Welcome to Lancaster on Cambridgeshire. We're going to welcome Mr. and Mrs. Lord Throckmorton. Lord Throckmorton seems to have injured his wiener while he was feeding the sows on the South 40. Anyway, let me see. Peter Throckmorton had a birthday last week. He turned the ripe old age of 64. He's been listening to your show for longer than I can remember. In fact, one of my earliest memories is riding in his car listening to the Don and Mike show. Now during my drive, we take together... It's an interesting sentence.
Mm-hmm.
The Mike O'Mara show or bonus show is played. Doesn't that sound like you took a correspondence course in English?
It seems like you might want to go back to the British accent for that.
Now during any drive we take together, the Mike O'Mara show or bonus show is played. Almost every day in our household, he comes home after work raving about how funny the show was that day and asking me if I've listened to it yet or not. This is just interesting word disposition.
I think
this is
from the Millennial Handbook of Grammar.
I wouldn't give up the relationship we have for anything. I would assume that sentence refers to his relationship with his father.
Yes, of course. Throckmorton.
I wouldn't give up the relationship we have for anything yet or not. Thank you all for a show that two people who are 46 years apart can bond over. Wow, 46 years.
Yeah. So this kid is
really?
18.
Oh, wow. So this will be, well, that's kind of close to me, right? When my kid's 18, I'll be like right around the old 7-0 mark. Right?
Yeah, that's about
Something
right.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They can bond
if
over.
You live.
Keep up the if I live. Keep up the funny, Liam Throckmorton.
Here we are. Thank you.
Liam, Mike, short for William.
Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony, and all the interns, as you read this, I'm either recovering from my hip surgery yesterday, or I am gone from this earth. Either way, I will always enjoy the Mike O'Mara show, and all of you, that's got to be, that's Bill Lucas.
For what it's worth, Mike, I did check Bill's Facebook page. He's up and he's eating. So he did survive.
Gee, Rob, you checked his Facebook page? Do you mean he was posting about the fact that he was going to have surgery?
Mm.
Bill Lukens posts on Facebook? That's
Be
really?
Kind.
Is that really
Be
true?
Be kind.
Bill Lukens is all over Facebook?
Yes, that's
Bill
true.
Lukens, I know what time Bill Lukens takes a based on his posts. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, it's like he makes me... And by the way, can I tell you what I'm thinking about Bill Lukens, my friend on Facebook, Bill Lukens?
Your dear friend.
I did not read the post today, and Carla said, oh, I see that Bill Lukens had a hip surgery. I said, I know, Carla. I'm going to know exactly what he had for breakfast. And she starts cracking up.
Yes.
And I said, why are you laughing so hard? She said, he posted what he ate.
Yeah.
And I said, I knew it. Anyway, but Bill is having the same surgery I'm having. By the way, my C wife forgot that my second favorite birthday present is a mention of my birthday. It was May 19th on TMOS. I didn't get that or my first favorite present either. FML, but thanks for my birthday shout-out today. Bill Lukens is from Bluemont, Virginia, and Bill Lukens posted today that they've got a restaurant-style menu at his hospital, okay?
Huh.
I did not have the pleasure, either tomorrow
yes.
or Monday on the show, I received my bill, and I'm going to do what I didn't do last time.
Oh.
And you folks will get a bird's-eye view of what amounted to, this is what I understand because I was out,
right,
a 45-minute surgery, and you will hear how the dollars were spent for that particular 45 minutes.
This will sicken us, won't it?
By the way, I have not received the bill from the surgeon's office or the anesthesiologist's office, which are two separate bills. I will itemize the bills for you, and I will give you a tease on the total cost of the surgery. I will tell you that it is north of $50,000.
Oh, God bless America.
God bless America.
And, hey, and Mike, tipping is encouraged, but not required.
Now, I do not get myself involved, nor can I at this point, with the conjuring that will go on between hospital, insurance company.
Oh, there's a long dance company, yet to come,
hospital.
Right?
Hospital. These, but this is what they put for, as they like to call it, caring transparency on the bill itself. And I believe if I was uninsured, you would be looking at that. It is, I think, fascinating, and it is also a window into the American healthcare system. So look forward to that.
So I take you didn't. I take it you did not take my advice pre-surgery, which was steal everything that isn't bolted down, because that's the only way. Yes, get everything: gloves, Q-tips, gauze,
X-ray machine.
Yeah.
So hey, Bill Lukens, hope you recover speedy, and that we're bopping around and dancing together soon. Team, dear team of us, please to allow me to brag about my son, Austin Morical. He graduated. Did I pronounce that last name correctly?
Morical, I think it's Morical.
Yeah. Austin Morical graduated last week from GMU with a degree in civil engineering. He's got an engineering degree. He'll do well.
Yes.
Unlike most of those kids in our studio right now, the engineering degree. Sorry, kids.
Guess he couldn't get into mass comm, huh?
Anyway, his mother and I are very proud of him. I have sent along. I've sent along a George Mason Memorial Quarter for the slot machine of mimicry to see if Dean Vernon Wormer has any. No, I'm sorry.
We're not even going to pull on that?
I don't do Dean Wormer. Get Niedermeyer on it. I don't do that. Since when do I do Dean Wormer?
I think the quote he was looking for, and I hate to read ahead, is he just wants us to tell this guy, Austin, that fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life,
okay,
son.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. You got what you wanted, Dean. Sorry, or Rich, whatever.
Gail, Bill, they're all named Todd or Scott. Oh,
dear fellas, hey, Todd Moore. Hi, Todd. Shout out to Todd Moore.
Woo!
Hi, Todd. Todd, from me to you, you're always right. Anyway, dear fellas, this Saturday...
He knows that!
...marks the 16th birthday for Annie Hankin. Oh, hold on. Annie Hankin, let me sit forward for a second. Annie, I've got a tip for you. You know, it is the summer driving season, as a lot of people leave the confines of the sweltering Washington, D.C. and make their way down to the beaches, Rehoboth, Dewey, Ocean City, and all the fabulous places where sun and fun abound.
Right.
Let me suggest, if you're on your way down to the Bay Bridge, right before you take that giant little trek across the Chesapeake Bay, you might want to stop for a little repast. And I can recommend no better place than the Whitehall Inn, which is located just on the right side. I think between two gas stations.
I believe you're
and
right.
And when you're there, make sure that you ask for the fabulous Annie Hankin Whitehall Fruit Fritters.
Summertime.
Get myself back into
summertime fruit fritters.
Oh, jeez. Anyway, a second-generation P1 listener she is. Does that make her a P1 squared?
Because it's a joke.
She is the sweetest kid in the world. So she just wants to thank you all. I wish I took more drugs before I did this show. Sorry, but it's the truth.
You know what? I think that goes for all of us. We all should take drugs.
Yeah.
She is the sweetest kid of the world. So she just wants to thank you all for bringing the funny every day. Me, not so sweet. I'm not so sweet. So I'd love it if Rob jumped in the car and picked up her cake for me. Love, Donna. Can you go out, Rob, and get her a cake for Miss Annie Hankin, please?
Yeah, I will. It's over at the Hannaford's. I'll be right back.
There he goes. Look at that black smoke pouring out of that car. Look at that. My God.
Hey, look, new tape deck.
Oh, jeez. A lot of people don't know when Rob's getting his cake that when he goes to his Uncle Buck car, he keeps a beautiful, shiny hatchet right in the back of his trunk.
Hey, I had a great moment with the crabby guy at the parking lot.
Yeah.
He was wondering. He said, "You're not driving the Chrysler anymore?" I said, "No, now I'm in a red Buick piece of mobile."
Oh, boy. Editing today, Pony.
He liked
dear
that.
Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and the Wacky Morning Intern Zoo. My favorite promo is the Prairie Home Companion TMOS app update promo, featuring everyone's favorite pug-faced monologist, Garrison Keillor. This person could write.
Yep.
While the content and Mike's impression are top-notch, there's one line that always stops me in my tracks. There's a slight pause as Mike describes Tony Perkins' mercantile store right between Merkin and Tile. The first few times I heard the promo, I thought you were talking about Tony Perkins and a Merkin.
Yeah, Perkins and Merkins.
No.
Yeah, check him out on the evening news. He's an anchorman.
Now every time I hear, well, I think it's the cat's out of the bag now. That's what we were trying to say. Tony does, in fact, wear artificial pubic hair.
All the time.
That's the way that goes.
Mm-hmm.
Now every time I hear the jaunty music, the image of my favorite Fox 5 anchorman in a pube wig gets stuck in my mind. I love his show where even the promos make me snort with laughter every time I hear them. Thank you, as always, for being the funniest 80 minutes of my day. Sincerely, Lee and Terry. Thank you, Leanne. That's very, very sweet. Dear TMOS crew, I'm writing to say happy birthday to my brother Ian. He'll be turning 27 next Monday. Could you all wish him a nice happy birthday on your show? I'm hoping that that will turn him into a TMOS fan. Signed, Scott Revels. So Ian is not currently?
See, I'm conflicted. Why do we bother with someone who doesn't have the common sense to like this show?
Hey, Ian, if you don't like the show and you don't get into the show and you've heard the show before, I suggest you blow it out your 27-year-old Duke.
Here.
Yeah, there's my solicitation. How's that?
That sounds a lot like happy birthday.
Yeah. Be like your brother.
Yeah, be like your brother. He's heard that before.
Dearest pals, I will be turning 35 on Saturday. My beautiful wife and I have had a rough go of it recently as we deal with the stress of trying to sell our stupid-ass house. Oh, you should be like Barb and Chuck Moody. Barb and Chuck Moody went to a fountain, threw a quarter, and wished for their house to be sold, and poof, it went bingo, bango.
Great to be Barb and Chuck.
It sure is. There's one thing in particular that would cheer me up. As it was the best part of my birthday last year, my windows are all down and my stereo is all the way up. Would you please play Hail Satan, the Hail Satan clip from Rosemary's Baby? Now, hold on before you press it, Rob.
Right.
Just wait for my cue here.
I'm all ears.
Sincerely from Brian Dry. All right. So, Brian, what I want you to do is... I'm going to do it a little differently if you're in the car. And since we record the show, you can take it with you. You can do this on your own time.
Right.
You know? Okay, what would be a common car? A Honda would be a common
beautiful car. Yeah. We're dependable.
So what I want you to do, Brian, is I want you, when I say this, to open your eyes wide and stare at the person in the Honda with the windows rolled down. And then I'm going to say, hey, you in the Honda, and then Rob will crank this tape.
Good.
It's very terrifying. Turn down your background music.
We're getting ready.
Thank you.
Good.
So what you're going to do now, okay? You make it just wait for the appropriate traffic situation when you're next to a Honda, and I'm going to give you the three count.
Okay.
And then I'm going to say, hey, Honda, and Rob's going to scream it.
Got
and
it.
Just stare at them like this, okay? 3, 2, 1.
Hey, you in the Honda!
What have you done to its eyes?
He has his father's eyes.
What are you talking about? Guy's eyes are normal.
Satan is his father, not Guy.
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan!
Satan is his father, and his name is Adrian.
He chose you out of all the world, out of all the women in the whole world. He chose you. He arranged things because he wanted you to be the mother of his only living son.
His power is stronger than stronger.
Hail Satan!
His might shall last longer than longer.
Hail Satan!
Oh, no!
Look at his hands
and his feet. Oh, God!
God is dead!
Satan
lives! The air is one! The air is one! God is dead! The air is one!
Classic.
Have a nice day.
You know what's great is this is the first time Emmy has heard us play that tape. And see the delight in her eyes when we hear them screaming, Hail Satan. She looked a little off-put.
I haven't had a chance to meet Emmy. We'll meet her in the second segment this morning. But Emmy, I should tell you that that's one of the weird, like, completely not funny, sick things Rob and I love. Clips from horror movies that are supposed to really horrify people.
Yes.
But Rob and I consider them comedy clips. That's why we're abnormal. Anyway, moving right along. Dear Mike, Rob, and Oscar, my husband and I attended a taping of Family Feud.
Mike, I will tell you.
I love our listeners. I love our listeners.
This might be my favorite letter calendar year 2017 thus far.
I can't wait for this. Dear Mike, Rob, and Oscar, my husband and I attended a taping of Family Feud today in Atlanta. I knew it was going to be a good day when Steve Harvey began with a rant on haters and instructed the audience to tell any Steve Harvey haters to kiss his whole ass.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Is this like... So this is a recent taping with all the bad PR that he's been getting?
This is a response to that.
This is great. We almost have to get this guy on the show. The taping was 2 hours of dumb contestants intermixed with Steve Harvey cursing like a sailor.
Wow.
Oscar would have been proud of Steve's epic keep it tight pep talk to all the married ladies who may not be making an effort. Just because you ain't doing that makeup and heels s don't mean we're not interested in that. We will hunt for that S from someone who knows what we like.
What?
A quote. A quote.
He is a dick. It's the best. After the second show, we were told to be quiet so he could tape these BS promos. By the way, she's using the full words.
She is. She is.
Then the day ended with his testimony of his walk with Christ.
Steve Harvey.
Oh, and his anniversary plans to lay his wife the F out. Best day ever.
I guess so.
Thanks for the laughs, guys. Elizabeth Lee of Augusta, Georgia. P.S. I used to do my homework while listening to the old Don and Mike show, and now my five-year-old begs to listen. Keep on fighting the good fight. That is a letter. That
Love
is
it.
A mailbag. That is all the time in this first segment. We're going to take a break, start the show. And what are we? Where the hell are we? We're like at the half-hour mark already.
We have to start the show. We have to
start
begin
the show.
Yes.
And then do we go to commercial break right after that?
Well, after a moment or so, yes. We'll meet catch our breath.
We'll start the show, meet the interns, then take a commercial break, then go around.
Perfect, perfect.
We'll start. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Governors, we are running out of time. The fact that you were here at this emergency meeting on such short notice tells the American people that you were as concerned about their safety as I am. Fear is un-American. And yes, the irony of saying those words to you on Halloween of all days is not lost on me. But although we may choose as Americans to scare ourselves once a year for fun, no one else tells any American when to shake in their boots at any other time. So I am issuing an executive order. By virtue of the authority vested in me as President of the United States and Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces, by our Constitution and the laws of our land, including Section Blah Blah of the Blah Blah Act and Section Blah Blah of Title Blah Blah, Paragraph Bullshit, Bullshit.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wow.
Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Man, Francis Underwood sounds like, that potty mouth Steve Harvey. Who can tell him apart?
That's right. We didn't talk about his walk with Christ, though.
No, live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners in the world. And they get it. And if you're here, you're in the know.
In the know.
On air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. You know I love my Sleep Number bed.
Oh,
helps me with the old recovery
as I continue to get better.
Maybe you have considered a Sleep Number bed, but you weren't sure if you could afford one. Consider this. Can you really afford another restless night's sleep?
No.
Sleep is an incredibly valuable commodity. Anybody who has a little one knows what I'm talking about. Anybody who's been through what I went through with the surgery knows what I'm talking about. Sleep is valuable. And the Sleep Number bed adjusts on each side to your ideal firmness, comfort, and support. That is your Sleep Number setting. It's the perfect bed for couples with optional Sleep IQ technology inside. It tracks your sleep so you know what helps you sleep your best. 91% of owners recommend Sleep Number, and J.D. Power ranked it highest in customer satisfaction. How about highest in Mike O'Mara satisfaction? Because I'm going to tell you, there is no product, and I mean this sincerely, there is nothing in my home that I value more than my child and my wife, more than my Sleep Number bed.
Your rehab lady came in, saw your bed, and said, excellent, you're in good shape. This is a medical professional.
Absolutely. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. And last night, my Sleep Number Sleep IQ score was 95. I feel great. Now is the best time to come to a Sleep Number store during their semi-annual sale, where a Queen C2 mattress is only $699.99. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you by calling 800-511-0061. And be sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. That's the most important part, please.
There is a card. There is a card you will see. You check the Mike O'Mara Show, and that's what matters. Do that.
Well, welcome, welcome. That was a wonderful mailbag this morning. Today, we are doing a taping. We've got a very special bonus show this week.
I'm excited about it, actually.
We've decided, as kind of a wild card with Oscar Mayan out and me still on the mend, that we would do something different for the bonus show that would allow us to not have to do the six shows, because it's been a bit of a grind this week. And I will tell you that the idea I came up with was to have the intern bonus show. And it's a great way to
We've named it, Mike.
What is it called?
Internal Affairs.
Do you have music for it? Internal Affairs. You are listening to Internal Affairs, a Mike O'Mara Show exclusive intern presentation. The chance when we give every intern of the Mike O'Mara Show a chance to spread their wings and broadcast to you, the listener. And by the way, we'll grab clips from this and play it on the regular show.
Now, I always feel jive when I say this, but I'm proud of our interns, because to a fault, every one of them has come in, with maybe the exception of Vincent, and excelled in one way or another. Right. And I'm so proud of them. I prepared a list of roundtable topics for them, but they're not going to need them. They all came in with excellent topics.
So they all did show prep?
They all did show prep. Isn't that amazing?
Let's meet the interns really quickly. And I like the air high five from Ashley. And
Very enthusiastic. Ashley's ready to go.
And that's it. So let's go around the room and meet all our... Rob, you do it because you're there. I'm not there, so you know who's there.
All right, let's start with you, please. Matt, because we'll move clockwise. And Pony, if you can open the door and bring in our other guys, please. So Matt Dodson is here. He started with us last summer. He is the general manager of WGMU at George Mason, right?
Yes, sir. You're right.
And he is back for another summer to help us out.
Thanks for having me.
And Dodson's connected to my daughter's friend, correct, Dodson? Is that the way that
rolls? Yes, we have a good mutual friend. I went to high school with him, and I believe she went to Mary Washington with him.
Is that Gavin?
Yes, Gavin.
Okay, Gavin.
That's right, guys.
Gavin, I have, I believe, met once on the phone and once in person, and he is a wild man.
He is a character.
He is a true character.
That's a good way to put it.
I have nothing but optimism for all of our youth, but I will tell you, Dodson, that I believe Gavin at some point will be one of these guys who is 48 years old, running his own business, and somebody said, "Excuse me, Gavin, we need you to fill out those paperwork."
I'm having my eighth martini. Leave me alone.
He has a zest for life.
Yes, he does. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. If you would be so kind as to pull that microphone close to your face, intern number two, Dan O'Brien.
How are you today, sir?
Dan O'Brien. Let me finish with Dodson, then we'll get to Dan O'Brien.
Okay.
So, Dodson, how have you found the experience on the TMOS bandwagon to be?
It's been the most rewarding experience of my very young broadcasting career, I would say. Even more so than running the college radio station. It's just something that I wouldn't be able to get anywhere else.
Yeah, you know, when I went to the college radio station, it stuns me how many guys went on and actually went into broadcasting and did that at WAMU.
You had a great class for that.
That's a lot of fun. I would have gone out of my mind to intern on a show like this. I don't want to be Trump-like and toot my own horn, but I got to tell you, I would have had a blast. It is kind of I would imagine it's somewhat encouraging to think that here are these old farts that are managing to eke out a living doing this absolute idiocy every single day. That's got to make you feel good as a human being, Dodson, don't you think?
I completely agree.
Thank you very much. Now let's move on to Dan O'Brien. And
here's
Dan
where O'Brien it turns.
Hi, Dan.
How are you today, sir?
I'm doing great. Yeah. I'm doing great. How are you? How have you enjoyed your spring internship?
I've loved it so far, and I don't know if I ever got the chance to tell you, but...
Here it comes.
hey, you know what? Don't pick. Let these kids have their moment.
You're right.
Okay, for Christ's sake. Yes, go ahead.
Dan O'Brien.
Go ahead, Daniel.
I just wanted to say that if I didn't get this internship, I wouldn't be able to have been where I'm living at now, because when I got this internship, that was the excuse for me to be able to live down in Northern Virginia and D.C. So if I hadn't gotten this internship, then I wouldn't have been able to stay down here. If I didn't.
Now, what school? I forgot. What school did we get you from? Where did you come from?
George Mason.
Oh, so Mason. So you would have been, further out in Northern Virginia? Or this got you to move to the city? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because I'm originally from New Jersey. So if I didn't get this internship, I would have had to move back home. And I really didn't want to do that. And because I got this internship,
he hates when other people pump his gas.
So you're digging living in the DC area.
I love it because where I'm from, there's absolutely nothing to do. I have to cross a state line to get to a bowling alley. It takes me at least 30, 45 minutes to get to a movie theater. It's ridiculous, but everything is here.
So if you have to cross a state line and you're a Jerseyite to get to a bowling alley, do you have to cross into Delaware or Pennsylvania? Where do you have to go?
New York, actually. I have to.
Oh, New York. Okay, yeah. So you're up in northern Jersey. Okay.
Mike, all I'm right. so close to the New York state border that it's ridiculous. Okay. Like, I'm almost in New York, honestly. I'm
what
very
town
close.
In what town in Jersey do you live in?
It's a town called West Milford. It's I guess close to some of the major cities like Camden. That would probably be the closest major city
close to
in New
Philly,
Jersey,
right? Yeah,
I got you.
I'm sorry, did I say Camden? I meant Passaic, like very
Passaic.
Up north. Yeah.
So oh, you're he lied the, to make it sound better.
No, I'm
so you're in like that. You're in that Mahwah Allendale
yes.
Corridor up there.
Yes,
okay.
Mahwah is very close to me. Mahwah, Wayne, those cities. Yes, sir.
That's right. Let me since I mentioned Mahwah, Dan'll know what I'm doing here. Here we go. Ready? All right.
Yeah. Oh, pricey.
There you go. Mahwah, New
Mike,
Jersey.
We are right, well, we are up against the clock. Can we break and meet the rest of the interns after the break?
We'll break and meet the rest of the interns when we come back. Dada Bike, go to break. tribute to the late, great Tom Gavin. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Caution, ladies and gentlemen. The promo starts now. O'Reilly here. Hey, did you know the Mike O'Mara Show is always looking for interns? Did you know that? Huh? Did you know that? Well, you should. Of course they are. You know, interns, they show up, they get coffee, they help out. You know the drill. And if you're a college kid and you want to get your foot in the broadcast door, just email your resume and a letter of intent to Rob, that's with two B's, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. That's Spiewak Kid. He's your liaison. Spiewak! Best of all, every intern at TMOS is treated with respect and class, a professional environment. And if that part doesn't matter to you, I have a podcast too. Come intern at The Factor, where things can get a little handsy. Know what I mean? We'll do it live.
Hey, welcome back.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Rob.
You know what's exciting is that after we have this brief word from a commercial sponsor, you get to talk to Mac.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
And I think Mac has lost weight. I want to ask him about that.
Repositioning myself. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. If you're even thinking about buying a house, listen up. Yeah, rates are still low, and inventory is low, so fast approval on your financing gives you the edge you need to get the house you want. Our friends at Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through the finance process quickly and easily and at the best rate possible. Thanks to current rates, right now is a great time to buy, but what if you're not sure? Cornerstone First Financial will be able to tell you when you're ready to buy, and once you're ready, they'll get you there very, very fast. Not only are the guys at Cornerstone the best at getting you financed, they're also our office mates here at TMOS. They handled Oscar's mortgage. Let's bring in Oscar right now. Oscar, wasn't it great?
Oh, let me tell you how much it was great to do the mortgage.
Would you describe
it
as amazing?
Amazing. It was amazing.
Sure.
Circle back.
Click their banner.
I guess what I'm trying to say is this.
Click their banner ad on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Oscar, with a disclaimer.
Licensed in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, Florida. Amazing. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. Circle back.
Oscar's in Florida right now. How convenient.
Is he in Florida? I thought he was. Oh, he's not in the islands?
He's in the Keys. He's in one of the Florida Keys.
That's right. He went to the Keys. That's mm-hmm. right. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Oscar will be back on the show on Monday.
Thank and, God.
This week on the bonus show, we are having the inter. What's it called again?
What are you, Internal Affairs.
Internal Affairs. Maybe I can do Dean Wormer. I've never worked up a. Can you play that music at Motivates?
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Here we go.
All right.
If this damn fader. It's Faber, the Faber Fader. Here we go.
That's right, son. Every year, the toilets are backed up. Every year.
I wish I could get... Hold on. All right, talk amongst yourself. Rob, right. You're going to really have to need the pad here. I'm going to find this guy.
You're going to actually find that. I think his name is John Vernon is the name of the actor. And, Mike, if I... you,
I just have to. I somehow...
If
not,
you're open
not
to
that
requests...
I don't want to interview you.
My favorite line is, that foot is me. Someone's going to have to put his foot down, and that foot is me. So, yeah, as we get ready for our we can actually talk to Mac briefly because he's been here. How long have you interned with the show?
About 3.5 years.
And it was discussed in the pre-show today that you're the only reason I have ever yelled at Matt Bloom.
Yes, this is true.
This is a true story that early on in Mac's internship, Pony went to do something, and he came back, and I said, Matt, can I have a moment? And you left the room, and I said, Matt, don't you ever leave me alone in a room with that kid again, because I really did fear for my life. But now I think we're closer now.
Yes, I do believe so.
Now, you love the color orange, and today you're wearing a beautiful...
I'm still trying to find the Dean Wormer speech.
It used to be an orange T-shirt, I think. Now it's sort of a rust.
Yeah, I believe it's, rust.
Have you lost weight?
Yes, I have. About 30 pounds.
Wow, really? What's your secret? Mom hide the Skittles?
There is a little known codicil in the Faber College Constitution which gives the dean unlimited power to order, to preserve order in time of campus emergency. Find me a way to revoke Delta's charter. You live next door. Put Niedermeyer on it. He's a sneaky little just like you. Anyway, thank you.
Perfect.
That's all. I'm sorry. I wanted to do that.
The magical John Vernon impression.
All right, so Mac, how's your intern been?
It's been great. Let's
move on to meet our next intern.
Okay. I think that's excellent.
It's time.
Now, here's one that I'm curious about. This is Kylo Ren, Mike. Adam Spencer, who is from Newport News, the university, Christopher Newport University.
Boy, you're a tall drink of water, and you're the guy I called Jesus before. Adam, you're the, I think, is he the newest or the lady is the
I would say he and Emmy are tied.
Okay,
but Adam, take your hat off so Mike can see your face. Doesn't he look like the boyfriend from Girls?
Yes, a little bit. I think that's really not. He's better looking than that. The boyfriend from Girls is kind of geeky looking.
Well, right? Is your camera okay?
Well, he's behind my monitor.
Walk right up to the TV monitor. I think there is a striking resemblance to Kylo Ren or Adam from
Good. I'm kidding. I'm sorry. That's the Animal House thing.
Yeah,
doing
exactly.
Right there.
So anyway, he's been great. I know that he had a phone conversation with you, but this will be, I think, your first extended mic time with him.
I yelled at him when he was running the phones last week.
He was a little, I think, excited and overwhelmed.
Do you know now, based on the fact that I've yelled at the guys like every day this week, that I yell at everybody and it's really not that big a deal?
Oh, no, absolutely. I completely understand.
You're cool with that? Okay.
Really, no right answer to that.
I thought he answered it beautifully. I think it's it. Adam comes to us from, Andy Granatelli Vocational? What is it? Where is the school?
Christopher Newport.
Christopher Newport. Who was Christopher Newport, Adam?
I don't know a whole lot about him, to be honest with you. The one thing
he invented the cigarette. Come on.
The one thing I do know is Captain Hook was based off of Christopher Newport. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because Newport News is a sailing town. That's the shipbuilding industry is huge in Newport News. And Carrie grew up there. And I have to ask, is Subway Station still open?
Yes.
Great sandwiches.
Yeah.
Great
fantastic.
Sandwiches down there.
What do you mean Subway Station? Like
it's,
Subway?
It's not Subway. It's an independent sandwich store called Subway Station.
How pissed are they? I mean, did they start like years ago and then watch the Subway company sprout up around them?
All I know is that their mascot was based on Captain Hook.
Do you know what Susan Austin? Do you know what Susan Austin told me in a Facebook post?
What's that?
A message to me that apparently she worked for an advertising agency around about the time I was doing Bill Clinton for the Jerry Subs ads,
right.
Which was the local chain around here, and I did the spots for radio. And apparently, someone from an LA production company picked up on the fact that they wanted that guy to do a voiceover for some LA voice work.
Really?
And they would not give it. They called it proprietary information. They would not
Jerry's
give
wouldn't?
Name. They wouldn't give my name out. She shared this. She said she knows it's 20 years late, but she thought she'd share that, which I thought was an interesting story.
And then they put even less.
S&D's Jerry's.
Then they put even less cheese on their pizza.
Exactly. Thank you. Well, Adam, you got plenty of time here. Good luck to you. And now let's move on and meet the next intern in the line here that's going
to
be on the
That mic's going to have to come way down because here is Adrian Garcia. And I believe you had a business discussion with him to have.
Adrian, no, we made that call. Adrian, you're off the hook. We were going to actually pay an intern to fly down and then drive to Boston. And then, I was going to pay them to stay. Yeah. But we're not doing it. It actually cost effectively. It didn't work.
Okay. I'll do it just for fun. I'm off next week, the entire week.
It's not next week. It's 2 weeks. So anyway, we're
employee of the year at his hotel.
He's a good man. He's one of my favorite interns.
And he won a crock pot.
Yes.
You're a good dude. Adrian, any words of wisdom that you would have for the other junior interns on the Mike O'Mara Show?
Always say yes. And whatever you say in front of drunk Rob, he won't remember. So just let him have it.
Thank God I don't drink very much.
Thank you.
All right, moving right along. Let's get our ladies in here.
Yes,
now,
we saved the best for last. Perhaps here is Ashley Carlson right here.
Hi, hey. Ashley. How are you?
Doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing well. You're a veteran. You've been here, and how are you enjoying the experience? So, I mean, I think it, you know, it goes without saying. I'm always hearing you positive thoughts and laughter and all that. Are you loving the internship?
I love it here. And also, I think it gave me this really cool opportunity because I don't think I ever really considered going into radio broadcasting because I thought radio was dead. And then I came here, and then now I think I want to steal Pony's job.
Ah!
Oh, yeah. Oh, good.
About to get you, Pony.
And you know, Pony wants to take your job at Starbucks, so it actually might just be a trade.
Ashley, two letters for you. EP. Do you know what that stands for? Easy Pickens. Anyway.
I thought you were going to say executive producer. I was going to say, what the hell's wrong with you?
Hey, any coincidence that works out that way? And how many more do we have here, Rob? God, we got a chock-a-block.
We just have one more. Today. It's our newest intern, Emmy Ostrander. Did I say your name right?
Yep, you did.
And she is from the University
of
South
Carolina. I have not seen her. I have not seen her yet.
Yeah, let me move real quick.
Yeah, she's going to go up to the camera now. She is a unique intern story in that she actually applied based on the Bill O'Reilly promo that we just ran. She heard that on the show with her dad, and that's why she applied for the internship. So that's advertising dollars working for you.
And it's Emmy?
Emmy, yes.
And what school, Emmy? What school do you hail from?
Now, her headphones came out, I believe.
Oh. Yes. Okay. They're back. Hello.
What school do you come from?
University of South Carolina.
You're a Gamecock.
I am a Gamecock. Go Cox. We got to say that on air. It's pretty fun.
Shock.
That's a big, big, big program down there. So do you get into that? We have usually GMU, we have American University, and then we have some local schools around the area. But we rarely get somebody in from a big, big, big program. How cool is it to be just part of a school where, you know, the whole football, basketball thing, it's a pretty big deal, right? Do you get into that when you're down there at USC?
There's a ton of school spirit, which is definitely a fun little aspect of that.
And she's also the music director at her college station.
I am.
Is this anything like what you expected when you signed up for the internship?
No, but I should have said yes. But
no, that's fine. That was an honest answer. I like the honest answers.
No,
that's
but
fantastic.
I do enjoy it a lot. So,
all right, good. Well, welcome, and you've got a lot to observe, and you never know quite what's going to happen. And as far as everybody else in the room, make sure you keep your hands and feet away from their mouths. Okay?
I understand. Yes, I think that'll be safe, and lots of hand sanitizer.
My God, we're chewing the whole show up today. We got to move. Let's take a break. We will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. What's
up? Ladies, are you looking for hot singles in your area? Looking to connect with some of the most eligible bachelors and be swept off your feet and led into the sunset? Looking to find that kind of romance that can only be found in that movie Titanic?
Yeah? Well, me too. But in the meantime, you can find plenty of stupid cat videos to fill the void in the TMOS Ladies Who Lunch Facebook group. Join today to get your weekly dose of stupid pictures and connect with plenty of hot singles in your area. If you count Ponyboy.
Here's to the ladies who lunch.
My favorite.
I love that. The Lane Stritch. You end a promo with Lane Stritch, you're doing fine in my book, right?
Well, Mike, she's boxed.
She is. Well, she's in a box.
That's what I meant.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our TMOS sales department. What? Let me start again.
Yes.
Do you have a business or a product or a message or so that you need to let people know about? Well, the best place to do it might be right here. I'm serious when I'm telling you this. You know that the Mike O'Mara Show is like a family, and each and every day the family gets together to talk about the things that are important to them. Well, one thing that we could discuss is your business. You could get an ad on TMOS, and thousands of like-minded folks could hear it and act on it. Very similar to our friends at Cornerstone First Financial that heard the show, liked the show, decided they wanted to get involved. Doesn't have to be big time national advertising. Yes, we do that, but we also do small businesses, and we also are very cost effective. So we'd love you to get out there and help our business by letting us help your business. Just email us at sales@mikeomarishow.com. Big or small business, you will be treated like family. Again, that's sales@mikeomarishow.com. Let us spread your word. You would be amazed how easy it is to do that. I don't care, you know, what your budget is. If you want to get one commercial to celebrate something that you're doing at your business, and you know a lot of people that are into TMOS that support your business, or you want to get the word out to strangers, that's the way to do it.
Anytime,
and please use us.
Anytime you click on our Facebook page or anything, the thing that I marvel at is how connected our listeners are to this show. So if you really want to narrow cast and get your message to people that are going to listen to it, this is the way to do it.
We are very excited in the house today because today will be getting all of my staples out of my side. And they tell me that as each one is removed, oh, God, 44 of them. By the way, if you're counting at home, this is the nurse is coming. The sweet little old lady nurse is coming out to the home today. To
Bonnie Goss, isn't
remove,
it?
Bonnie Goss will be coming out here and using her special pliers to remove the
BG pliers.
And there's a B and E pliers. There we go. This is going, you're going to feel, and by the way, they don't call it pain.
No.
Any kind of medical. It's always pressure.
Yeah.
You're going to feel a little pressure right now. Oh, God. Jesus, help me. Oh, Lord.
Now, there, you say there's 44 staples, which is an amazing amount if you think about it, because they're probably about an inch apart. So that's like over a yard of
they're
cut.
They're not an inch apart.
Are they closer than that?
No, they're closer than that. An inch apart would mean it would be like they'd start at my neck and go down to my ankle. Like, you
trying to make it a little more dynamic.
Hello, they're an inch apart. And I've got little bumps sticking out of my neck. Sanctuary.
Make sure she goes by the office supply store to get her staple remover.
Staples?
The little thing, yeah. No. Actually, the staple remover that you would use on like a bulletin board.
I'm meeting her at Staples. That's where we're going to have
excellent.
It it's going to be like that. So it should be fun.
What time? Is it early in the day?
It's the window. They give you the 11 to 1 window. So at some point.
Are you allowed to take like over-the-counter painkillers?
I don't need them. I don't need them. I'm actually
because I was thinking that this might be something where you might want to take an Advil before she gets there.
No, I'm going into my third day now. This will be my third day off of the all the drugs they give you because it aches, it's sore, but other than that, it's fine. The tough thing is finding a position when you're sitting in a weird chair like this one, and I just hope that gets better and better.
As a disinterested observer, you seem like you're doing better today. It seems like today was a good day.
I am doing better today. Took a shower this morning instead of the night before. Came in here ready to go. Didn't have to jump around. Things were only mildly screwed up, which instead of majorly screwed up, which they had been the previous 2 days. So it was actually a pleasant experience. I'm feeling stronger, and I'm feeling optimistic. And but you also have the moments where you'll turn a certain way and you'll feel something in there and you'll just kind of go like that. It's a scary thing because you just want it to be behind you. And I'm ready to get off the let me see if you can see it, my old man walker.
Oh boy,
I'm really ready to get off this. There's nothing that screams invalid or elderly more than this apparatus right here. And when I go out to the mailbox, you know, in the neighborhood, and somebody drives by,
embarrassing is it? It's got to be mortifying.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. So Carla was having someone come by. They're going to put, by the way,
careful with Ed there.
We may have a new sound in this studio on Monday.
What is that?
Because we are putting down a new floor in here. My studio is going to have a new floor.
What kind?
And it's a hardwood floor. So it's going to be, I'm going to lay some carpet on top of it. But the fact is, we're getting the Frankie P factory carpet out of the studio. And and then I've decided, you know, we have two options.
P&P Urine Factory is what it's called.
I'm actually going to kill Frankie after.
No, you mustn't.
I think it's a good idea.
So Carla was having the person come out that was going to look at the flooring thing.
Yeah.
Same guy that did our floor before. And I said, if it's a new person, bring him into my bedroom. And
as you say to all strangers.
And I've got the walker set up right next to the bed.
Yes.
And I just wanted to do, you know, I just wanted to look up at them and go, put it under me! I'm sorry. I'm feeling goofy. I'm feeling a little goofy.
It's the same thing as always. You know, you're waiting in there and Carla brings a stranger in and you get on the intercom and you go,
Bring him to the bedroom.
Ruprecht, would you like the genital cuff? So that's it. It's the staple removal day, and that is a big ting, and they're going to probably
move
me into a different level.
Would it be overreaching to ask if you could save a couple staples that we could eBay?
You know when I bitched to you earlier in the week when I was talking the effort yesterday?
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
When I was telling you the effort level that was required, which nobody sees behind the scenes. Nobody sees the process of getting in here. Look, doing the show, flapping the gums, doing what I'm doing right now, this is the great part. This is the fun part. Yeah. This is the easy part. It's moving through the equipment, and there are a lot of moving parts in this studio to get our show up and running, and that's the part that gets a little tedious. And yesterday when I was talking about how far they had cut me open, I was truly going to take a picture of the, and I still, when they're taken out today, Rob, I may take a picture and just show you what's happening on my side.
You need to save some of the staples, I think.
I could almost do it right now.
Do you know what? It would be a great, great door prize for New Orleans. Win a staple. But Mike, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors.
This is true. But anyway, thank you for finding that record. He wasn't even listening to me, phony. He was too busy finding his Charlie Ritz record.
I could recap the entire thing.
He's so disinterested. Loves his music. Anyway, but I know he loves his music. Do you have any Beatles in the audio vault today?
No, there's no reason to bring it up today. I don't think there's a 50th anniversary of anything.
Well, anyway, very
don't think it's all over the national media. I haven't seen anything.
By the way, the one thing I wanted to say was we talked about it a little bit yesterday. It'll be in the news today. But the fact is that I think really overall my opinion would be that CNN probably did the right thing.
I think so.
I don't think they had a choice. We'll talk about that when we come back. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, it is news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show. And then tomorrow, I'm staple-free, and I'm going to read my hospital bill.
Hospital! Yes,
and you're going to know just how totally effed up the American medical system is. And I hope they're mad at me, and I hope they sue me, because I'll go public with it, and I'll go on national talk shows, and I'll talk about how broken the system is. F them! Medicine! Thank you!
Summertime, fun time, vacation time. As you traverse the highways and byways of America with the family, convalesce from hip surgery, or toil long hours slaying the dragon, you'll need a few laughs. That's where a TMOS bonus package comes in handy. It's an extra hour of hilarity and hijinks that will keep you cackling through the dog days of summer. Try a month's subscription to test the waters or buy a whole year. Your support keeps the funny train chugging and keeps you in. Duh. No. Do your part and become a proud 2%er. Get your bonus show subscription today.
I love that. That's awesome.
Jim Amato sends us great promos. Thank you, Jim.
That's good stuff. Brought to you by Vista Print. We love Vista Print. You are going to love Vista Print as well, ladies and gentlemen. It's the place for any custom products, whatever you need. 500 business cards, $9.99. Rob's got another one from one of our listeners. And thank you, by the way, Rob, the address, if people want to send us their business cards, is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. We're here to tell you about another fantastic Vista Print customer on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike, this is a guy we need. You need him. I need him because he is a fantasy sports consultant. He can help you dominate your fantasy sports
league. It's not Nicky Diamond.
No, it's not. I'm afraid it is not Nicky Diamond, Mike.
Okay.
In the no.
This is Ted Hildberg, and you can get him at tedhildberg@yahoo.com. But besides that, look at the beautiful card. The front of it looks like a baseball. This is a custom job. And on the back, it says, if you ain't first, you're last.
There you go.
So good. That's for it. Ted Hildberg making grass while the sun shines. You know, making hay while the sun shines.
Are you done?
You know what? I was done years ago.
Thank you very much. The best customer service, great quality, and if you're not 100% happy, Vistaprint will make it right, guaranteed. Remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com. You get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's up to a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com. Be like all of us and create your custom card. I've got the sound too, Rob, so
okay,
don't
good.
Worry about it. And use promo code TMOS at checkout. The quality is great, and they're easy to customize, and you can't beat the deal. 500 business cards, $9.99. Remember, go to Vistaprint.com and use TMOS. TMOS, don't wait, order yours and do it, ladies and gentlemen, today.
News.
The fallout from Kathy Griffin's photo with President Trump's decapitated head has been massive. Despite her apology, CNN went ahead and fired her from their New Year's Eve coverage. according to TMZ. I don't know about this one. It just seems not well sourced.
What's
and there's
that?
So much fake news out there, and I'm so aware of it. But according to TMZ, Barron Trump just happened to see the photo on TV, and he panicked and started calling for his mother. I just hope that's not true, no matter how you feel about the president.
That
I hope
sounds
that's not
like
true.
That sounds like a made-up story to me.
Sounds fake to me. A source says, quote, he's 11, he doesn't know who Kathy Griffin is, and the head she was holding resembled his dad. Simple as that. If it is true, hey, look, everybody knows it was a stupid, boneheaded move. She did it. She paid the price for it. And, you know, it's not like the world's going to stop with the fact that she's not going to be doing New Year's Eve.
Question for you. Do you think this is at least partially, maybe up to 40%, CNN taking advantage of this situation to make a programming decision?
No, absolutely not.
Because
no.
her program is horrible, though. It's horrible.
Well, no, but it's gotten better ratings than they ever had before, and grown
but
in
man,
popularity.
It sucks.
But no, she's just, I don't, Kathy Griffin, you know, the judgment is so ridiculous, but also at the same time, the indignation when it goes over to, you know, too far to the extreme.
Yeah.
You know, she apologized for it. She got canned. That's it. Kirsten Dunst is 35 and engaged to her Fargo co-star, Jesse Plemons, and she's ready to reproduce. In a new interview with Marie Claire, UK, she says, quote, I'm at a stage in my life where I'm like, I've been working since I was 3. It's time to have babies and chill. Okay, Kirsten.
Nice.
Wasn't she kind of like a Hollywood bad girl for a while?
I think. Yeah, but
like
she's been at it a long time. Wasn't she in Jurassic Park? Wasn't she the original kid in Jurassic Park?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
We'll have to look. Kirsten isn't one of those women who's had baby fever all her life. She says, quote, I wasn't one of those I need a baby people until my goddaughter was born. I love her so much. That love is just like you can't experience that unless you have a kid. Bingo. Way to go, Kirsten.
True.
You've learned a lesson of life. I put her to bed last night, and she woke up this morning and said to her mom, where's Kiki? I just love that love. That's what I want. Kirsten, that's a smart decision on your part. You will never get anything like it. And when a kid wakes up at 5:15 in the morning and you're still digging it, you know, Dotson, off the phone, please. Dotson.
He's checking on Kirsten Dunst being in Jurassic Park.
Oh, you were actually working for the show?
Yes.
Always.
It's
okay,
not. It's not always in Oscar's seat that happens. Okay. Sometimes it's good.
I'm just checking. If only you could eat one fast food the rest of your life, not fast food, any food the rest of your life, what would it be? New survey asked people, and pizza was the number one answer. A food that you would eat the rest of your life.
Pizza is a pretty good answer. You know what? I think I could go with a cheeseburger. I think I could do cheeseburgers for the rest of my life.
Cheeseburger. Number 10 is macaroni and cheese.
No way
macaroni and cheese. I couldn't do that.
Well, I mean, it would have to be good macaroni and cheese. Can't be the powdered kind.
Yeah, but every day for the rest of your life, you go out of your mind. It'd be disgusting.
And you'd never poop.
Chinese food. Not enough variety in Chinese food. I couldn't do that. Grilled cheese. No, not a cheese.
No.
Anything cheese. French fries. No, because you just can't. Fried chicken. No, that's
maybe.
Just repetitive too.
Maybe.
Bacon. No, bacon's overly hyped anyway. Spaghetti. If I could doctor it up differently every day.
You know what? If Matt Bloom made me spaghetti.
Yeah. Every
Number three is ice cream. And any of the people are putting this down. I don't think anybody, it would be terrible to have to eat one food for the rest of your life.
Do you have ice cream, Junior?
By the way, here's tip of the hat, Halo Top, low-calorie ice cream. Absolutely mint chocolate chip Halo Top, the greatest product ever.
Tip of the hat to Ben and Jerry's, lots of fat.
No, you don't. Come on now. You shouldn't be eating that. Stop
I'm not. I didn't last night.
According to... I didn't last night. I got to reposition again.
Yeah, that's fine. God. But I did look at my my Target. My Target has the Ben & Jerry slices.
Ooh.
Where they actually take, a pint and cut it into 4 pieces.
I like it when you say, like, they take it and I think...
Oh, I didn't buy it. No. I didn't
like
buy
you haven't
it.
Memorized the entire process of exactly what they do.
Now,
like
you see, that is
a friend of mine might have told me.
This is an empty accusation. I didn't buy it because I didn't like the flavors they offered.
The slices, yeah, but you stared it down.
I looked at it. If it had been the Cherry Garcia, there would have been a slice.
You ever go by the ice cream aisle in the grocery store and see them like too deep? Isn't it amazing? You go through the entire grocery store and then you get people that get to the ice cream little door where they have to know, and everybody goes, duh.
And you know how you can tell? Because when they open the door to stare for a long time, then when they close the door, it fogs.
Sucks.
Yeah. It's like a haunted ice cream cooler.
According to a new study, drinking tequila helps you lose weight, and not just because it makes you vomit out the contents of your stomach.
Oh.
Tequila is made from an agave plant, and researchers found that some of the natural sugars in that plant do great things for you. How about this? They lower your blood sugar. They help you feel fuller. And they help healthy bacteria grow in your mouth and intestines.
Mm.
Now, this doesn't really mean that if you want to lose weight, you can eat whatever you want as long as you finish it off with 5 tequila shots.
Oh.
The researchers say that if you are out drinking and you want to order something that won't derail your weight loss, tequila might just be the best option. So you hear that. Doesn't it seem like every month or so they come out with a different booze? Whiskey. You want to lose weight? Whiskey's going to help you lose weight. Vodka's the thing to drink.
I've been trying whiskey for about 10 years, and it's just not working.
Right.
I'm going to keep trying, though.
Look, I'm still standing by the one alcoholic beverage that I know for a fact makes you lose weight. If you drink this, you will not gain weight. And that no matter what you eat, you will be fine.
What
so
is
remember,
it?
Right, Bailey's.
Yeah.
Bailey's over ice with a cookie. The hot new trend. Have you guys heard about this? The hot new trend is divorce selfies. Have you heard about this at all? Anyone?
No. No.
Yeah. Couples are taking selfies while they're getting divorced and using the hashtag divorce selfies to share them on social media. From the pictures we've seen, some of them are at a lawyer's office. Some of them are the couple holding their papers. And in some cases, one of the people really doesn't look happy to be part of the picture.
Well, I can't imagine that.
I smell a little bit of a rat here.
I'd be willing to try it.
It is. Can I say this? And I refer pretty much to, I don't know which one of mine that I went through. It is the saddest, most depressing day. It's such a formalized failure.
Sure.
It's like getting a diploma, but you're getting a diploma in failure.
Yeah.
It's truly what it is. And look, I'm all for moving on. I mean, I think my life has benefited because I've made those decisions, and I'm happy the way my life has turned out. But at the moment, when you walk into a judge's office and you're walking into a courtroom and you're going through that, it is a drag upon drag. So
yeah, I can imagine.
The whole idea of selfies, hey, we're happy now. Don't buy it. They're not. A man in Seattle rear-ended a cop. A little something-something
okay.
for you now. It was at the SeaTac International Airport last week. When the cop started talking to him, they could tell that something was off. And when they searched him, they figured out why. The guy was high on Glade air freshener. He was huffing.
Oh, dear.
Thank you, Ashley. I like it. Sometimes Ashley's raw joy.
Yeah.
Is, he was high on air freshener.
She laughed, and then she added it to her to-do list.
They found a can of the stuff in his pants pocket, and they say he had, quote, white discharge coming out of his eyes.
Oh, pony.
They asked him, Ashley, make sure you pay attention to the kicker line here, okay? I think you'll enjoy it. They asked him if he'd been huffing the Glade, and he said, quote, oh, yeah, a lot. He hasn't been charged yet, but he could be looking at several different charges. One of them, of course, is abusing inhalants, and the other one is driving under the influence of red honeysuckle nectar. That's the one I chose. I actually went to the Glade website,
Mike.
And it was either going to be that or driving under the influence of Hawaiian breeze and vanilla passion fruit.
You nailed it.
Was it the one that I picked? Red honeysuckle nectar.
Mm.
That smells great.
Because how that's what everyone that? Knows. That's a recognizable smell. What is that? Red honeysuckle nectar? Delicious.
Yeah. I'm so wasted. We will take a break and come back with the little sounds. Any music hybrid mashups or anything like that today?
Will you just settle down?
I will. We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault. Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. So
good. Fantastic. Exciting. New. Does twice the work at half the time. It's Ponyboy 3000. If you have TMOS trouble, he'll fix it before you can say sugar glider. He solves every problem, retrieves any password, defrags any disk. It's Ponyboy 3000. He speaks, he smokes, he moves at the speed of sound. The Ponyboy 3000, always ready to assist you. Ponyboy at MikeOMaraShow.com. Get ready for the fun.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Amazon. We love you for supporting this show with Amazon. Memorial Day weekend behind us. The unofficial start of summer is officially here. If you're going to be doing a lot of Amazon shopping, beach umbrellas, sun loungers, beach balls, plus hats, towels, sunblock, shark repellent, tons of chlorine. It's true. Remember this. If you buy something, say something. Tell a friend, remind your family, post it on social media, rent a plane with a banner behind it at the beach. Spread the word, please. When you visit Amazon, do it through Amazon. Why are my
Amazon.
Z's becoming C's today? Is that the oxy?
Yeah, I think it might be. Once the staples come out, your Z is going to be hard as a rock.
Mr. Woods, put one foot in front of the other, please.
Oh, funny you should say that.
When you visit Amazon, do it through our website or our app and tell a friend. ShoppingAmazon.com. This way changes nothing for you, means the world to us. Remember, it costs you nothing. When you're Amazoning in the hot summer sun, please access it via TMOS. Use the app or go through our website and spread the word. Do we have an Amazon purchase today?
We do, and this is a great listener. She is so plugged in. Her name is Serena Spatola. She's in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Oh, Serena Spatola. She's a good lady that makes it a bigger pot of pasta as big as you have.
What is so great is this is a great purchase and a kind purchase. Parents chipped in and bought a professional KitchenAid mixer for the cook at her son's school. But she went. She took the collection and went through our Amazon page and paid for it that way. So nice going, Serena. I love that.
Amazon, thank you for supporting the show. And without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today. Thursday, the 1st of June. June is busting out all over, Rob Spiewak.
I wasn't going to lead with this, but you just brought it up. They released the dash cam DUI audio of Tiger Woods' arrest.
Can I say one thing about this,
yes, please? Yes, please, please.
Okay, blood alcohol level zero.
Right, no,
which
no
indicates
alcohol.
To me, yeah, he didn't know what he was taking and that he was interacting. He was completely out of it. I am squarely in Tiger's corner. I root for
I
the
am
guy.
Too.
I'd like to see him come back. I think the guy is so scrutinized, and I think that he's been through it. He self-inflicted. Nobody can tell me differently. Tiger screwed his own life up, and then the injuries came after that. And I think he is a sad figure of a guy.
I agree.
And I just hope that I think it would be so great for sports in America if somehow Tiger rights the ship and this surgery works and he gets back and he puts all this kind of BS behind him, because right now he's in a very sad state. But as far as the way they media is a strange thing, as you know, Rob.
Right.
And the way they break this story, the splash is that Tiger gets pulled over for DUI. And then when it becomes pretty clear from any obvious interpretation of the facts that this was probably a drug interaction
sure.
situation, they kind of just blow it off.
They blow it off.
Like, for example, you go, well, I guess it was really prescription drugs because he had the surgery. And they, yeah, yeah. Look at the footage of the dash cam, right? Isn't that the way
this
the media
is? This
is
the last
asshole to do this. It
this
really
is
makes
the
me
last
mad.
Hurrah of the story is the fact that he was really dangerously affected. And
unbelievably so, like hospitalization.
And when you
stuff.
Hear this, you're going to say, oh my God, I can't believe he was behind the wheel. So this is, if nothing else, a warning to people
yep.
that are taking prescription drugs.
Absolutely.
Because he is really, really out of it. Check this out.
When I tell you to, I want you to close your eyes and tilt your head backwards, and you're going to recite the entire English alphabet in a slow, non-rhythmic manner, meaning you're not going to sing it, okay? Do you understand the instructions? Okay, what were the instructions?
Not to sing the national anthem backwards.
Not to sing the national anthem backwards? You may begin when you're ready. Mr. Woods, you don't have to walk anywhere.
Wait a minute.
Go ahead and stand with your feet together and your arms down by your side.
What are we doing?
Right now I want you to say the alphabet from A to Z with your eyes closed and your head tilted backwards.
A, B, C.
And he gets through the alphabet, but the thing that is, to me, so horrifying about that, this is a man who has been in the public eye and handled himself around people since he was 2 years old.
Yeah.
And that's the best he can do. That's really scary. And Mike, I'm right with you. I'm in his corner. This
yeah,
is such an unfortunate happenstance.
I think that when you are going to splash the arrest all over the headlines, I think it's responsible journalism to come back out and go, by the way, everything really does. Yes, they're reporting that fact, but they don't seem to be hyping that. It's almost
no, it's
as
a throwaway.
You know, now, look, with that said, you have to manage your own prescriptions. You have to read the labels. You got to make sure you know what you're doing. It's dangerous to what he did. God Almighty knows it's probably more dangerous than if he'd had five beers when he went out behind
sure.
the wheel of a car. But the fact is, I just hate the way they want to vilify him. And I think that he's the victim of what appears to be a drug interaction, and really a horrible drug interaction. And I root for him. Please come back, Tiger, and come back and win a couple of golf tournaments and really right the ship. I think
yeah.
you'd have a lot of people in your corner.
Do,
I know I am.
Do
so.
Something about that hair.
Yeah, the hair's going north.
Yeah, you
south,
know what?
I
really, you know, that's where I can relate to him. I'm not much of an athlete, but the hair, we're the same. Right. Basha High School in Arizona has a tradition. There is a big staircase right at the end of the hallway at the front of this high school. And at the end of the year, every year, all the seniors take all the paper, not books or anything, just papers out of their locker, and on the count of three, they throw it down the steps. And I swear this looks like enough paper to fill a dump truck. Listen to this sound. It is so great because this is just paper making this noise.
Kids having fun.
And the thing about getting your education in Arizona, Mike, seniors get to do it year after year, same students.
Right. So, by the way, July 22nd, you know what I got? I'm not sure whether I have not made the final decision.
What?
40-year high school reunion.
Oh, you got to go.
40.
Just to prove you're still alive.
Class of 1977, 2017. Yeah, they have the page though.
I know it's tough. We're down four in my class. One this year. Scary stuff.
It sucks. Yeah.
But just to prove that American kids don't have the monopoly on stupid, here are two British kids playing with an electric fence because that's fun, right?
Okay.
And what you have here is a woman, young lady, challenging a young boy or young man to touch the electric fence, and then he thinks it's not on. And then he really grabs it, and then he falls down because he has been electrified.
I can't believe you're actually going to touch that electric fence. You do know it made Alfie shit himself.
Should I do it?
Yeah, go on. Go on, do it.
Don't die. Saving on.
My life.
Good news, ladies. That guy is still single.
Isn't it nice to know that there are plenty of low IQs in other countries, not just the
United all States? Around the world, Mike. And it's so great when
makes
he says,
"Feel kind of relieved." They're all like, "Go on, Nigel. Go put your hand on the electrified fence and see what happens." Like, go on, mate. That's fantastic. Look at this, mum. He's dead.
2.8 seconds between him saying it's not even on to him falling to the ground. Yeah. So that's what happens. This guy, to me, is a creep. This is in Oklahoma. Last day of school. Jack is the father. Justin is the son. Jack and Justin Beadle. He picked up his 15-year-old son on the last day of school wearing nothing but a Speedo. And to me, it's kind of coached as the fact that he's doing a gag and it's fun. But if you're a grown man...
Is he creeped
out? Yes, you're a grown man going to a high school in a Speedo. You can't tell me you're not getting off on this, Mr. Beadle.
I was like half embarrassed, half thinking I was going to run away. I don't even know. I just thought it's the last day of school,
Dad,
and no one can make fun of me because it's the last day of school, so...
I mean, if nobody had seen it, I'd do it a million times again just because it was so much fun seeing the look on a son who I love, just seeing his face and him looking at me. And us knowing deep down inside, like, Dad's an idiot, but he's also kind of okay. My dad,
That's where you make it creepy. No, it's not kind of okay, no. You douche.
Meanwhile,
that's not the
Dad
way
is saying, I'm going to pick you up at school. Let's meet by the girls' locker room. I'll pick you up there.
Exactly.
That's what it's all about.
We've done this show a long enough time where you know the core of these guys.
Yeah.
And the core about this is... exposing oneself.
Yes! And they love it.
The dad gets off on that kind of crap.
They love it. And you know what? Yeah, I'll go one step further. He wants to be seen in front of his son.
Yeah, of course.
And that's just so creepy. All right, let's close with this. As we started the show with Steve Harvey, let us close the show with Steve Harvey and the fantastic show Little Big Shots, where last night he gets a pretty good ration of ass from a 14-year-old Russian gymnast named, I think it's Svat Lazlov.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hello, hi, fine. Very good.
You speak English?
Yeah, I speak. I speak English better than your Russian.
Yeah, so we're just going to do this in English then.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, because I didn't want to, you know, my Russian a little rusty.
Oh, okay.
Have you ever been to America?
Yeah, right now.
I'm here right now, dog. What you talking about?
So that's, I thought that was pretty good. That's your Magic good. Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That's it. Looking forward to the bonus show this week. They'll be taping it this afternoon. You'll hear it tomorrow. It's Internal Affairs with all the Mike O'Mara Show interns. Let's see how the kids do.
Hey, I don't want to be a nudge. Did we close the audio vault?
Yeah, just hit it.
Okay, just making sure.
I can hit it again.
No, then it'll be open. Don't do it. We don't want the little sounds to get cold.
Hold on, let me turn.
Oh no.
Hold on, here we go.
Okay, now it's open.
That's the one you sent me.
Right.
That I put in there, and it's not loud enough. So.
Okay.
That's loud enough, right?
Right. But the vault is open.
We don't know for sure.
I'd love it if you could close it. Look at it closed. Nice.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the TMOS show, or of TMOS. Now I'm screwed up. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Robert2Bs@MichaelMarisShow.com. Our mailbag address is, I'm sorry, regular snail mail, 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks again for listening, and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.